Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast, where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons, and today is Wednesday, April 14th. All right, it's Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. Anything that you want to add before we just go right into this next... Min, you're just excited for more ice cream?
Yeah, still thinking about ice cream.
Still thinking about that ice cream.
Yeah. I was deprived on Tuesday of ice cream, so maybe on Wednesday, today, I'll get ice cream.
Yeah. What? We should have started a thing where we have to eat ice cream when they eat ice cream. That could be like a running thing. I'm trying to come up with more like running things to do for this show. Because all we ever do is watch them in and go, oh, that sucked. And then that's it. And that's a 5 minute podcast.
We can eat potatoes every time Jesse Plemons on screen.
Oh, God. We'll gain like 600 pounds.
Oh, but
we'll wind up looking like him by the end of it. Well, it's a little different, I guess.
Sure.
So they're in some sort of old timey ice cream parlor. De Niro's looking over his shoulder here. There's two guys walked in. Hoffa's like, oh, my God, this is so good. It's ice cream. Oh.
Yeah, they really lean into the old man qualities with Hoffa.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch. I've said that before. That's not like a big
you think
revelation.
He's whiny?
I think he's like kind of a sensitive baby.
Hmm.
Right? He expects to have everything his way. And also, did you see him when he was sitting there in this trial? He was like, yes, this is going the way it's supposed to go. Everyone is falling in line.
Yeah.
Very Trumpy.
It is very Trumpy.
Hmm.
I think we're all just scarred.
You know a movie is bad when the people who are watching it are like, God, I can't wait to see more ice cream. All right. So, yeah, an hour and 28. We're almost a full hour and a half into this movie. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how time works.
Roughly. Well, this is also including all of the like Netflix little intro bumper stuff at the beginning and the graphics and whatnot. I fucked up at some point along the way. We're not totally synced up. I also like have forgotten entire minutes, so who cares? Anyway, we're an hour and 28 and they're in this diner or whatever, and I'm gonna hit play right now.
No, he was great. I love what he did.
So they're talking about how good this guy was on the stand, and they need more guys like that. Oh, and there's some news coming in on the TV. The whole place has stopped. Oh, here we go. Kennedy got shot. Ooh. Yeah, we know what that... You know what's weird is we kind of know... I'll finish this thought when we're actually done, because I want to... Oh, God, his de-aging looks terrible
there.
Yeah,
the de-aging looks really bad.
Stay tuned to CBS News for further details.
And everyone's just looking real kind of sad and shocked. It takes more than an instant to make and then we got an instant coffee commercial. Everyone's just standing around looking stupid. Okay, Hoffa went back to the table by himself, and that's it.
But this is probably what Hoffa wanted. Wasn't he so mad at the Kennedys?
He was mad at Robert Kennedy,
right?
Who was the AG at the time,
right? But wasn't he? Didn't at some point. He was just sort of like, ah, they're all corrupt, or...
He helped JFK get
That's
elected.
That's right. He was salty about feeling like, oh, I helped him get elected, and this is the
and
thanks I get.
And now his brother's coming.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, now he's dead. Good job. How many movies or TV shows do you think we've seen in our lifetime that has recounted other people finding out Kennedy got assassinated?
Oh, Lord.
A lot,
so
right?
Many.
And that's slowly being replaced.
Camelot.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's what is on everyone's mind. I'm going to cut all of this because I'm just stammering. Yes, the end of Camelot. Yes. Big deal. I think we have some touchstone as to what that was like when 9/11 happened. Remember? Everyone just stopped and stared at a TV for like 12 hours.
That was a wild, weird,
that
surreal
was bonkers.
Day. Yeah.
And now you can see that start to sort of like seep into movies and TV of people like hearing about. I don't know. Anytime there's a story. Remember, even there was that game show thing, that BBC show about the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the guy who cheated.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in 2001, so they had to like shoehorn everyone finding out about 9/11 into one of those right. episodes.
That's a show that any we watched in quarantine that really like came and went from my brain.
Yeah.
Any story
that happens
right.
in 2001, everyone has to go, stop. It's 9/11. Wow. Look at how this is affecting us.
Right.
Anyway, back to the main story. And I feel like this is a very similar thing.
Well,
although
this might have some actual ramifications in some way, because it has been set up that he's had dealings with the Kennedy family.
Hmm. Yeah.
So this could actually be something.
Boy, I hope Kennedy turns out okay.
I just saw him a few days ago. He was fine.
JFK?
Yeah.
You just saw him? Yeah. Where? In Martha's Vineyard?
No, just like at the Key Food.
In Brooklyn? No, you know who you saw was JFK Jr., who is still alive.
Right.
QAnon forever. What if I just straight up a hard turn?
Oh, no.
Like,
you're
going to
get all these like, new QAnon people.
Huh?
You're going to get new QAnon people from your joke.
Well, that's what I was just saying. Like, maybe I should just do a hard pivot and turn this into a QAnon podcast.
Let's not do that.
Where we go one, we go all, baby. Come on. Come with me. Where we go one min, we go all the mins.
What's happening right now?
I'm trying to connect the podcast to QAnon in some ham-fisted way.
Is that a thing that they say?
That's their slogan. Where we go one, we go all. You're not hanging around the dark web enough. You're not hanging around r/Great Awakening enough.
Nope. Well, you know I avoid Reddit.
They got kicked off of Reddit, actually. They went to another website that looks and works exactly like Reddit.
Well, then I'm definitely too lazy to find that.
I'll show it to you.
No, thanks.
Maybe in between episodes. So we can start doing some research about what this pivot is going to be like.
I'm not on board with this.
If I went hard, an Irishman-themed hard QAnon podcast might get some more listeners. No, you don't think so?
What a weird mishmash. 2021 has already become Mad Libs.
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck not? What do you do? Oh, I host a daily podcast where we watch 1 minute of The Irishman and then
also talk about how
Biden is actually a deep state actor who is not officially sworn in as president.
Oh, Christ.
And the military refuses to recognize him as such. Plus, where's Anna Paquin? All right. Should we just move to the next day?
Let's move to the next day where we don't talk about QAnon.
Okay. No guarantees.
It's a new day tomorrow, baby.
Okay.